The Voices of the Nine Declarative Sentences. The Monday Morning Memo for April 1st, 2024. Every time you make a declarative statement, you choose one of only nine sentence structures. You have been doing this unconsciously for as long as you've been able to speak and write. Today, I'm going to teach you how to do it consciously. 10 minutes from now, you will be able to speak and write with greater impact. You must first choose a perspective. First-person perspective is when you are speaking for yourself or as the spokesperson for a group.
I, me, my, mine, we, us, our, ours.
Second-person perspective describes the experience of your reader, listener, or viewer, individually or collectively.
You, your, yours, yourself, yourselves.
Third-person perspective is when you are speaking not for yourself or of your audience, but of some other individual or group.
He, she, him, her, they, them.
After you have chosen a perspective, you must choose a verb tense that frames the action of your sentence in the past,
was,
the present,
am,
or the future,
will be.
That much has been known and taught for decades, if not centuries. This next part is astoundingly useful and absolutely new. So if you quote it or teach it to someone else, be sure to spell my name right, okay? Roy H. Williams.
The Wizard of Ads is now going to teach you
A.
The specific voice of each of the nine declarative sentences.
B.
How the addition of a status, mood, or an emotion allows you to determine the intention and the impact of your sentence before it has ever been created.
1.
First person past tense is the voice of personal memory.
I was standing in the snow.
2.
First person present tense is the voice of announcement.
I am standing in the snow.
3.
First-person future tense is the voice of prediction.
I will be standing in the snow.
4.
Second-person past tense is the voice of witness.
You were standing in the snow.
5.
Second-person present tense is the voice of reader, listener, or viewer engagement.
You are standing in the snow.
6.
Second-person future tense is the voice of foreseeing or fortune-telling.
You will be standing in the snow.
7.
Third-person past tense is the voice of history.
They were standing in the snow.
8.
Third-person present tense is the voice of news reporting.
They are standing in the snow.
9.
Third-person future tense is the voice of prophecy.
They will be standing in the snow.
Review.
1.
First-person past tense is the voice of memory.
2.
First-person present tense is the voice of announcement.
3.
First-person future tense is the voice of prediction.
The addition of a status, a mood, or an emotion allows you to determine the intention and the impact of your sentence before it has ever been created.
First-person past tense memory plus humility equals confession.
I was hoping to be finished in 1 hour, but I wasn't able.
First-person present tense announcement plus humility equals vulnerability.
I am self-aware enough to know that I am more lucky than good.
First-person future tense, prediction, plus humility, equals management of expectations.
I will be concise to the best of my ability.
First-person past tense, memory, plus authority, equals declaration.
I was the highest scoring basketball player in Texas every year from 8th through 12th grade.
First-person present tense announcement plus authority equals proclamation or manifesto.
I look across the landscape and see a nation that hungers to be united.
first-person future tense prediction plus authority equals imperative command.
I expect your vote because you know I can do what needs to be done.
First-person past tense memory plus joy equals reminiscing.
I have known the wonder of discovery and felt the electricity of success.
First-person present tense announcement plus joy equals celebration.
I dance on my housetop because the way is clear and the work begins.
First-person future tense prediction plus joy equals anticipation or invitation.
I will be pleased to announce the results of this race when it is over.
First-person past tense memory plus anger equals rage or regret.
I have been exposed to things that cannot be unseen.
First-person present tense announcement plus anger equals a threat.
We are coming for you.
First-person future tense prediction plus anger equals a curse.
We will celebrate your death by dancing around your tombstone.
First-person past tense memory plus desire equals craving or mourning.
Our people were hungry for hope to appear.
First-person present tense announcement plus desire equals hope.
We look toward the sky for that first ray of light.
First-person future tense prediction plus desire equals fantasy.
When it appears, we will see a rainbow of hope glitter across the earth.
First-person past tense memory plus disdain equals a nightmare.
We were lied to, and we believed it.
First-person present tense announcement plus disdain equals contempt.
We hear your words, and we hate them.
First-person future tense prediction plus disdain equals dismissal.
We will see you walk over the horizon and vanish forever.
Second review.
4.
Second person past tense is the voice of witness.
5.
Second person present tense is the voice of engagement.
6.
Second person future tense is the voice of foreseeing or fortune telling.
The addition of a status, a mood, or an emotion allows you to determine the intention and the impact of your sentence before it has ever been created.
Second person past tense witness plus humility equals recall.
You were the prettiest girl in our school.
Second person present tense engagement plus humility equals truth speaking.
You walk into a room and everyone sees you.
Second person future tense foreseeing plus humility equals advising or cautioning.
You will find it hard to separate those who love you from those who merely want you.
Second person past tense witness plus authority equals compliment or reprimand.
You have done what I've never seen done before.
Second person present tense engagement plus authority equals instruction.
Your fingers on the clay are a little too anxious.
Second person future tense foreseeing plus authority equals command.
You will practice and become a great potter.
Second person past tense witness plus joy equals reminding or reframing.
You have been a student unlike any other.
Second person present tense engagement plus joy equals praise.
You are a wonder to behold.
Second person future tense foreseeing plus joy equals encouragement.
You will create things that have never been imagined.
Second person past tense witness plus anger equals denouncement.
You came among us with false intentions.
Second person present tense engagement plus anger equals rebuke.
You tell us lies, take our money, and smile.
Second person future tense foreseeing plus anger equals denunciation.
You will be spoken of as the killer of dreams for 100 generations.
Second person past tense witness plus desire equals admiration.
You have always been stunning.
Second person present tense engagement plus desire equals captivation.
You appear and I can see nothing else.
Second person future tense foreseeing plus desire equals visualization.
You will fall in love with me and we will both be happy.
Second person past tense witness plus disdain equals reprimand.
You were lazy and refused to do the work.
Second person present tense engagement plus disdain equals rejection.
You are a waste of my time.
Second person future tense foreseeing plus disdain equals mockery.
You will spend your life pretending you are an unrecognized genius, but you and I both know better.
Third review.
7.
Third person past tense is the voice of history.
8.
Third person present tense is the voice of news reporting.
9.
Third person future tense is the voice of group prophecy.
The addition of a status, a mood, or an emotion allows you to determine the intention and the impact of your sentence before it has ever been created.
Examples. Third person past tense history plus humility equals information.
They landed at Plymouth Rock in 1620, 15 years after Cervantes wrote Don Quixote.
Third person present tense, news reporting, plus humility equals hesitation.
Their arrival is not so important as we once believed.
Third person future tense, prophecy, plus humility equals anticipation.
They will continue to find evidence of settlers who came to North America 1,000 years before the Mayflower arrived.
Third person past tense history plus authority equals documentation.
They have written in the journal Nature of a new kind of radiocarbon calibration based on spikes in solar radiation that have proven a Viking ship landed in America between 990 and 1050 AD.
Third person present tense news reporting plus authority equals evaluation.
He, Neil Price, writing for National Geographic, speaks of hard evidence indicating the time of the Viking arrival.
Third person future tense prophecy plus authority equals detailed prediction.
Their archaeological discoveries will continue to diminish the historical importance of the arrival of the Mayflower.
Third person past tense history plus joy equals description of glory days.
They sailed with courage and resourcefulness toward lands unknown.
Third person present tense news reporting plus joy equals acceleration.
They are an inspiration to entrepreneurs around the world.
Third person future tense prophecy plus joy equals elevation.
They will forever be remembered for their vision and their courage.
Third person past tense history plus anger equals criticism.
Those politicians have minimized the discovery of Vikings in America to protect the cultural myth of the importance of the Mayflower Compact.
Third person present tense news reporting plus anger equals condemnation.
They fraudulently argue that the Mayflower Compact is proof of America being founded as a Christian nation because it says, having undertaken for the glory of God an advancement of the Christian faith and honor of our king and country.
Third person future tense prophecy plus anger equals judgment.
They will replace my words with the traditions of men and refuse to believe I meant it when I said, my kingdom is not of this world.
Third person past tense history plus desire equals wanting yesterday.
He looked behind him and saw the past and hungered for it.
Third person present tense news reporting plus desire equals wishful thinking.
He sees the signs of the times and eagerly awaits the future.
Third person future tense prophecy plus desire equals statement of hope.
He will see future unfold and celebrate its arrival.
Third person past tense history plus disdain equals judgment of wrongdoing.
She remembered and felt her anger burn.
third-person present tense, news reporting, plus disdain, equals disgust.
She watches and feels her heart sink as the bile rises in her throat.
Third-person future tense prophecy plus disdain equals sentencing the criminal.
She will see the day when he pays the price and the sun shines bright again.
Each of the 9 declarative sentence structures has a voice that whispers a single idea. 9 ideas in all. The addition of a status, a mood, or an emotion allows you to determine the intention and impact of your sentence before it has ever been created. I think of this as the algebra of language, and I am fascinated by it. Knowing these things will allow you to more easily create sentences that communicate what is in your heart and on your mind. Roy H. Williams.
This is Indy Beagle. Today's Monday Morning Memo is really powerful, but it may be difficult to understand if you're not looking at the 69 examples printed in multiple colors. If you want to see these examples so that you can follow the detailed structure of the wizard's discovery more closely, just go to MondayMorningMemo.com and look in the archives for the Monday Morning Memo for April 1st, 2024. And no, this is not an April Fool's joke.
This promo brought to you by an old pitcher from Texas. For the past 30 years, Frederick Dudek, also known as Freddie D, has been studying companies that have enthusiastic fans, the kind we normally associate with sports teams. Interestingly, these companies have always seemed to have employees that like to win. Listen and learn as Freddie D shares tips from his time-tested business playbook with roving reporter Rothbart. The game is about to begin at MondayMorningRadio.com.